Find this podcast and others like it at the number one new media network, Podshow.com. Better, faster, stronger. And now with new minty fresh scent.
What are we going to call this? Midlife crises?
No, we said midlife. Awakenings. Revelations, awakening.
Illuminations.
What'd you say?
Revelations.
I like revelations.
I like revelations. Midlife revelations.
Okay, let's say that.
Midlife. You're kind of sassy.
She's all pissed because I'm abusing her. Because of me.
I was fine when I got here.
It's okay.
Oh, stop.
I've been complimenting you the entire time.
No,
I love you. You look so pretty.
I love
you. DivaCast. Show number 32, 25 January.
You got to do it again.
Can we keep that? I love it. She's trying to shut us up.
Okay, you go, Suzanne.
Okay, we ready?
Sing kumbaya.
Hey!
She's bothering me.
She wants to sing kumbaya with me.
Oh, my. She does.
No, I don't.
I'm going to leave her tomorrow.
She wants to stab you in the heart with a meat cleaver. Whatever. Sorry.
The DivaCast, show number 32, 25 January 2007. Please face. Oh my gosh, she looked at her like she was from Mars.
No, I was because she sounded like she was pronunciating every word. 25 January.
Hey everybody, we are five fun, fabulous 40-something friends, sometimes more than others. And we bring this show to you because we believe inside every woman really is a diva. So join us.
Yeah.
You're Suzanne.
You know what? I really am.
I'm Sharon.
I'm Julie.
I'm Amy.
I'm Carrie. And once again, I'm last. What does that say?
That says that she always does the opening and you sit by her.
You sit there.
No.
I tell you what, we'll go counterclockwise next time.
Okay. Hey, I'm Suzanne.
No.
All right, here we go.
Amy.
Okay, girls, what are we going to talk about today? We are talking about midlife revelations.
Do you mean crisis?
No.
Revelations.
I'm having a crisis.
Awakenings.
Awakenings?
Revelations, awakenings. I think that's all good.
Yeah. But
like stuff.
But are you doing good? I have a story.
Okay.
Enough about you. Let me tell you about me.
Anybody else want to talk about
me?
I was going to update you on strikes. Can I just do that?
No, I want to hear Amy's story.
He's alive.
No,
and he's
no.
Enough about strikes.
That's it. Okay, go
that's
on.
My
Amy,
crap.
Talk to us.
I have a frog named Strike.
Julie's going to peel off her own
right.
Pod show.
That's
no, I have
crap.
The refrigerator story from hell.
Okay.
But I won't tell you the whole entire thing. But so
perseverate.
Like,
exciting.
Perseverate.
Oh, okay.
We bought a refrigerator and they were supposed to deliver it like 2 weeks ago. And then they lost my refrigerator. It just was missing. And so for 2 weeks, it hasn't been there. And they were saying, well, you have to come in and pick out a new one. But it was a really good deal. So they weren't going to give us like a really good deal on a brand new one because it was a floor model and all this stuff.
Uh-huh.
Anyway.
Is this the same place you got your microwave?
No.
Oh, okay.
No.
Just checking.
It's just the appliance. Our family has issues with appliances.
You're jinxed.
But anyway, so it came today finally.
Yeah. Doesn't fit.
And, I'm like out there in the cul-de-sac looking at it to make sure that it was okay because it was like the missing refrigerator. I thought it was like the missing pet, you know, that travels. He goes away and you find him in Nevada or something, you know. But it was the plug was goofed up. And so I sent it back.
Oh,
so
Lord.
We still don't have a refrigerator.
But but you got your old one.
Yes, but I have been like unloading it and loading it like
every time.
Eight times. I mean, it's insane. So
what color did you get?
It's going to be okay. Nice and stainless steel in a counter depth.
Okay. So I just was curious.
Amy, you're going to die with the fingerprint thing. You're going to die.
Fingerprint
don't tell
thing.
Me that.
Amy is going to be wiping that.
I got a stainless steel dishwasher.
You hate it?
It's just tough. It's challenging.
You've got to get, well, okay.
Go ahead.
Okay. I want to talk about something this week, not to me personally, but it was on the news and everything. And I just kind of wanted to take a poll here of the divas.
Oh,
and Robin would appreciate this.
Wait a minute. Is it current news? Suzanne
yes.
may not know that.
Oh, that's mean.
Only if she was stabbing
she
bacon wine.
She's
with
vicious
Sunny.
Today. Oh, she's vicious.
Y'all miss me.
I've watched
she's
the news.
On her.
I have.
Okay. There was a family that got on an airline, and the child went bananas and would not sit down and stop screaming. 3 years old. They held up the flight for 15 minutes and finally asked the family to
take, exit the plane,
take their child and get leave. Off the plane so they could leave to accommodate the other 120-something passengers.
Mm-hmm. And I think she's a little slanted towards the air.
Let's see how we deliver this.
Go ahead.
I'm being serious. I mean, how can a three-year-old... And one of the callers, I was listening to talk radio, and it's like, I didn't know three-year-olds could hijack planes, because that's pretty much what we're talking about here. The child would not sit down and would not stop.
Wouldn't get in his seat, in her seatbelt. That was the whole problem.
Yeah, because you're over two, you have to be in your own seat.
Right. Why didn't they just force that child? I would just like stick that child in that seat and that just slam that on there.
There was a lady that called up and said, I would have taken that child in the bathroom, whooped her, brought her back out. If she still wouldn't, we'd go back to that bathroom. I'd whoop her again. And I'm like, no, why would you? I mean, obviously.
Just because of whoop or spanking.
What are you going to rationally talk to the three-year-old who thus far has shown total defiance?
Last night I saw on Fox News, don't listen, Amy, but they were saying definitely, it was that nanny 911. She said that the kid definitely runs that family.
Absolutely.
Well, duh.
Absolutely.
That doesn't rocket scientist.
Well, no, but that
and
doctor
the
said no.
Were upset that the airline had the nerve to ask them to leave, as though the other 100 and whatever number of people should sit there and wait until this three-year-old determines whether or not they're going
to
sit in a
chair. And the other part of that is they got offered to have their flights free. They got three flights somewhere else.
Okay, that is a plan next time around.
I'm going to pay my nine-year-old $20 not to sit in a seat. Then I'll get a free flight. Yeah, but you know what? It's not just that flight either. It's all the ones backed up behind it, they're all timed.
And the mom had, here's the best part. She was talking to one of the gate agents, and the gate agent said, you know, the woman was like, well, don't you have children? And the lady said, yes, but mine are well-behaved. I thought that was pretty good.
That was a pretty good dig, man.
So the mom was like, so anyway. This is an important
topic. This is a mom issue. It's very true.
So I just thought,
how to everybody parent.
Well, the problem is, though, it's not like in today's world you can spank your kid in public. You'll get arrested.
Well, they're making that illegal in what state?
In California. Yeah.
California.
I have to say, you know what's interesting? I just asked my son the other night. I said, son, they're making this legislation.
I said, son.
They are trying to make it illegal to spank your kids. I said, what do you think of that? Because as you know, very well, mommy has spanked you. He's like, mommy, I don't think that's a good idea at all. Because there are times there's no other way I would have listened to you.
Wow. That's very interesting.
You need to pay him.
I mean, there's a difference between
beating,
abuse.
Yeah. Right.
And
discipline.
Spanking. Yeah. I mean, there's just.
Well, Joe says now, you know, he's okay. My kids, if you listen to this ever, you should be thanking me now, because Joe says, if he had to do it all over again, he would have spanked. We didn't spank.
Why would he say that now? You've got great kids.
Are they bad now?
No, they're good. But, you know, he just thinks that, you know how any child will test the limits.
Sure.
And he thinks that if we would have spanked earlier on, I don't know. I don't agree with them, but
I think they still test the
oh my gosh.
I think it depends on the age about the whole spanking thing too, because I'd never spank my 12-year-old or my 9-year-old.
No.
But a 3-year-old, yeah. He would have got a pop and then sit down now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's just anyway. So I just thought that was interesting.
That was interesting.
So your midlife revelation would be, I would spank.
No, ban
bad parents and their families from planes.
Oh, ban bad parents.
I just can't. You're so controversial.
I'm just kidding. Now, I no more. I just thought it was an interesting topic.
Okay,
let's talk about midlife.
Are we there?
I guess we are.
Our kids, we don't have to spank our kids anymore because they're so old.
We can't. It's too late. They're already damaged,
well,
ruined.
Well, see, now you can punish them in ways that hurt way more than spanking.
Yeah. Like, right.
You know, no TV or no video games
no
or
screen.
No cell phones.
Now my kids would rather have a spanking because they know that it lasts that long and then they're gone.
Right.
Whereas you're grounded for a week. Oh,
right.
You know, give me a spanking instead.
Now it truly is punishment. Now it truly is.
This actually for a future topic, I think would be really cool is to have listeners actually contact us and let us know. But unconventional ways to discipline your kids.
I'd love
ways,
some suggestions.
Because there's some really creative ways out there.
Take away your books.
Okay. So we're waiting to hear from you.
Ways. Anyway.
Okay.
So why are we avoiding the midlife crisis?
I just am not there yet.
Well, you're not?
No, yeah. Don't you have to midlife?
Well, no. I want you to find your... Do you, let me ask you this.
Okay, Julie.
Do you ever find yourself asking, who am I?
No.
What is my purpose?
No.
What gives my life meaning?
Never.
No.
Well, all right. That's a wrap, Robin.
Bye-bye. Have a great week.
I can tell you a story. I was sitting in the nurse's station one day working, and one of the physicians came up to me. He's like, so, Amy, how are you today? And I was like, I had been working for a while, and I was just like, you know, I just want to go off and maybe buy a Harley and go and and smoke cigarettes and drink. And he's looking at me like, oh my God.
Who asked you this question?
He's like, what happened to fun?
I'm fine.
How are you?
And we leave you alone with patience.
Mental note, never ask Amy another question about how she's doing.
I'm going to answer that way next time somebody says, how are you?
Well,
I just want to get on a Harley, smoke cigarettes, and drink.
Have wild sex.
Leave my husband and kids at home.
That's awesome.
So... anyway, so we had this whole conversation about motorcycles.
About how he's going to
buy. He's telling you what kind to buy.
But so then I was kind of thinking, well, maybe I am in a midlife crisis.
Well, the typical age is, they say, is the lower age limit's around 35, but the typical one is 40 to 50. Late bloomers are those over 50.
I guess I'm right.
Wait,
there
but that's because people tell us that.
No, I'm just saying this is off of this report.
What, Suzanne?
No, I was just saying, because Amy sounded like she had more to say about that, and I just wanted to hear what you had to say, Amy.
No, I just...
Don't ask her anything, Suzanne.
You know, there are days when it's just like, I just want to be a rebel, surprise. Go and just do something crazy and...
Like, what would that be?
Like, not be responsible.
And not, and just do something for myself. Yeah. And because I think this whole life that I've led has just been very structured in regards to, you know, you get married, you have kids, you raise those kids, you do this with the kids, and you try to make them the best kids that they can be so that they're good adults and yada, 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 and...
So you're sort of accommodating your kids, your husband, and you sort of that inner part of you that had all these hopes and dreams sort of gets lost in a way.
Exactly.
Or can. Mm-hmm. I mean, you don't watch it.
And I think you forget and you don't really realize what your dreams even are anymore.
Well, don't you think moms, that's very typical of being a mom?
Absolutely.
Because how many times, I mean, I know I feel that way. Sometimes I'm like, when is the last time I ever did something? I can't even remember the last time I picked a TV show to watch or I even chose what to do that night. I mean, it's just, it's all about everybody else in the house. Mm-hmm. It's just, but it's the reality. But then again, sometimes you step back and go, wait a minute. Like this weekend, we're going on our retreat and I'm so excited because we're going to get a pedicure. How sad is that?
Great. I hate you. You're going to get,
you could have gone.
You can go.
I'm going on a bus with an orchestra.
Oh, that's right.
Middle school trip.
orchestra.
Exactly. That's
Boy,
exactly.
I wish
the point.
We could.
But
be
there
Amy.
You go. Yeah. You put that above going to the retreat.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Where
How
I would.
David's not gone on that bus.
He went last time.
Oh, okay.
It's my turn.
But
it's okay.
I will tell you that I have been thinking about lately is retirement. I am ready. I know.
You just got a job.
I know.
You just got a new career.
She just
did the midlife
later,
revelation
done.
And turned in,
right.
and got in, went
right.
back to school
back
and
to
got
school
a new career. Now she's
years.
Like, all right, she's changed.
Mm. Yeah.
Well, that's something we haven't ever discussed on the podcast is how we all sort of reinvented ourselves midway. And we can talk about that at another time.
I think
but
we should.
Well, see, you all did. I did.
Part of midlife, though. I have that down as something.
Definitely.
Because there's tons of women, for whatever reasons, lots of different circumstances, that do have to make adjustments in their lives, whether it's going back to school, finding a new career, or...
getting plastic surgery.
Getting lots
having
of plastic surgery.
Fling.
Well,
yeah,
and
I think I'm going to take a lover. Is that okay with you guys?
Okay, can I take a lover
I
who's
just
a
like
plastic
saying
surgeon?
That. Yeah. I think I'm going to take a lover. You just like the way that sounds. Sorry, Joe. I mean, Sharon, that was you, right? Sharon,
yeah,
Sharon.
Yeah, Sharon saying
hey,
that.
This is kind of funny. I was, Doug and I had to go meet somewhere, and then we were driving home, and I had to pull over because I was trying to write something down off a telephone call, and he calls me. He goes, what are you doing? I said, nothing. He goes, are you hooking up? I said, what do you mean hooking up? I saw you pull over. are you hooking up with somebody? He's, you know, he's teasing. He's laughing. I'm like, oh, yeah, honey.
Yeah, the trucker that just bombs the CB.
I'm just going to see if someone stops. So it's just funny. Yeah.
Well, they say that a lot of women and men at midlife have affairs. And this is something that I wanted to ask you, Suzanne, our therapist.
Have you ever had one?
Let's just take a break and come back in seconds. Why do you think that is? Do you think people sort of, is that part of that part of you that's, you feel like your dreams are not being fulfilled, and so you're looking outside of yourself? You have a funny look on your face.
I'm like, well, Carrie, thank you for asking me.
I've been waiting to tell this.
I've been waiting to share this information. Yeah, I think it's what everybody has said. You know, we put our lives on hold while we're raising our families and, you know, and helping our husband usually make his way in the world. And but it's interesting that we're talking about this because the work that I've studied of, you know, how I have talked about the work of Carl Jung, but he said this is the exact place where we want to be at this phase in our life. That if you don't ask this question now, it's only going to come like in the next decade. But so actually, according to Jung, we are right on target.
So we should
for what?
Like, push
because with no, because without these questions now,
what are we on track for?
Yeah, we are on track for a midlife crisis because without these questions now, then you don't deepen into your spirituality.
See, well, you know what I think it is? I mean, I'm not going that deep, but I think it's right here. I think right now. I know you look in the mirror. This is the age when things start sagging. The weight doesn't come off as easy.
Hush. Shut your mouth.
You know what I'm saying? So you just want to feel attractive to somebody again. And sometimes your spouse, you get in that routine. But what I mean is the whole affair thing is exciting. It's new. It's fresh. And it validates that you still look good or that you're appealing to someone other than your spouse.
Right, but that's where Jung would say that's why the deepening process into spirituality or at least into some part of wholeness to really looking at yourself, that's where that comes in because there is no way we can stop the aging process.
Well, that's what the study that I was found on the internet that I was telling you about said that...
Not naturally.
Now I'm not a good surgeon. And I should know.
It said that midlife cannot be denied. Midlife may be denied, but you can't escape it.
Right.
And that's what you're saying. And then also that just as adolescence transforms you from the child to the adult, the midlife transforms you from the person you think you are to the person you were meant to be.
Oh,
I like that. Love
okay,
that.
So
it's a new birth. It's a new beginning.
Absolutely.
It's a transformation. It's an opportunity that as we are now smarter than we were when we were an adolescent, that now we know what we want.
Have we forgotten half of it?
I think so.
So we're not advocating having affairs, okay? But
we're not.
Disclaimer.
We're not.
But doesn't it seem like a lot of... Oftentimes, I shouldn't generalize really, but I am going to anyway, that men oftentimes would have affairs and women would have plastic surgery.
Okay, I just have to interject here because John, hello, John, if you're listening, he's one of our...
That's Carrie talking.
...friends. This is Carrie. This is one of the things that he said in an email. He said that he loves to listen to us, but that... Sometimes he doesn't agree. And I had to dig a little further. And one of the things was that he thinks that women tend to generalize about men, which is so funny because the last time we talked, we were talking about how men are such a pain when they're sick. But then he caught himself because he was generalizing about women. So it's just, I'm going to say that.
Yeah. So just show me one man. No, I won't say that.
No, I don't agree, Amy. I think women are having affairs left and right.
Yeah,
and
actually, the stats are actually now, you know, women are having affairs at the same rate as
men. They're going and getting breast augmentation and then they're having affairs.
And then they're getting it on.
Right?
Yeah.
Nah. I mean, I don't know. It's just, but I guess you have to really find if you were to continue to be on in a good vein, you should really try to have midlife revelations that are enhancing of yourself, that are things like that.
Find that satisfaction, if you will, in another venue.
But I think a lot of people don't even realize that they're doing that. You know, they're going out and unconsciously
making these choices, not realizing that having an affair is trying to fill some emptiness inside them that's not going to, you know, temporarily it's going to be filled. Yay, it's fun, whatever, at the demise of a marriage or the kid's life or whatever. Right. Sad, 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 you know. But then that next step is not going to be, you're going to keep going back to feeling, you're going to come back to this place.
Empty. Yes.
Right.
Because then you're still looking for external things to fill you up.
Yes.
And
kind of like refrigerators.
Yes. Yes. Just like the refrigerator.
Just let her go. She's okay.
Well, let's not perseverate on refrigerators, Amy.
Well, that's one thing that this study I saw was talking about, that women, because we're transitioning to midlife, it's a period of confusion and uncertainty. And that's what you were talking about. Mm-hmm. Like some of the things, and I know this has happened for me, it's caring for aging parents and discovering that the roles are reversed. And, you know, sometimes that like hits you in the face where it's like, you know what, I'm in charge of my kids, my husband. Now my mom, you know, with my daddy passing away, I mean, it falls on your shoulder. It's just more like, you know what, kind of like what you said, I don't want to be in charge anymore. I just want to go be.
Right.
I don't want to always have to be the one that decides we're doing this and we're doing that. And it just sometimes I think that would be nice.
You know what? And I had a conversation with a friend of mine that I run with this morning, and she was just commenting on that PMS, Vexing PMS podcast that we did because she felt like she wanted to run away to a hotel.
Right.
And I think that that has a lot to do with it, is that if you acknowledge it and you
embrace
it and you take that, go ahead, take that weekend and go off by yourself or with your girlfriends. And you know what I mean? Instead of trying to push it aside and keep on doing for everybody else, you're going to be so much better off in the long run.
Well, this article gave three tips to how to survive, quote, survive midlife crisis or whatever. And one of them was don't give way. Just like you're talking about, realize that it's a fear and realize that it's reality and that you need to acknowledge it and don't run away with it. And number two was don't give in. With panic comes thoughts of escape. That's what it says. Mm-hmm. And that sometimes you want to flee your problems, such as extramarital affairs, hiding from them, a bottle of alcohol.
Getting on a Harley.
Yeah. But you know what? And I thought this was a good sentence. It said, it's like taking anti-inflammatories for appendicitis. It stops the pain for now, but it's going to hurt much more in the long run. And that's true. Change is different than escape. And then the third one, it's like, don't give way, don't give in, and then don't give up. Everybody's in this, you know, and it's something that we have to deal with. And we believe in ourselves, and you may find something, a new talent or a neglected talent that you want to be expressed, or, you know, try something. And absolutely. I think that's a whole nother show. We need to talk about that.
I think this is a series that we need to, you know,
I mean, I'd love to hear what our listeners are thinking.
We've just barely touched the tip of the iceberg now.
Go, Carrie, go. That we do all need to get on that Harley. What do you think? I think we do.
I
want to go.
Don't disagree.
I want to ride a Harley. Yeah.
I've ridden
all right,
one.
I'll find out where the Hell's Angels hang out, and we'll see.
No.
Listen, my friend Eric will come down here and pick us up. And
but it has to do with that kind of stuff. It has to do with activities like that that you might have been fearful of or whatever. Right. It has to do with, is there anything, if you're going to die tomorrow, is there anything in your life that needs to be, is there anything that you want to ask somebody, whether it be your parent, your sibling?
Anything left unsaid.
That unsaid stuff that tends to zap your energy, like, it's always there back there and you know what I mean?
At you.
Is that something that needs to be resolved? And is there like the kind of thing that you've always wanted to do? I mean, I sit here and say, yeah, I want to write a novel. I want to get a book published before I die.
Are you going to change my name when you do it?
Yeah, I'm going to write about the divas. But is there that thing that you want to do before you die? Or there's the activities that you want to do? Just, I don't know, skydive or whatever it is. And then...
And take steps almost now, you know, to ensure that that happens. Mm-hmm. And then you realize, too, that it's not an impossibility. That
it's intentional living.
Yes.
Ooh.
Intentional that's a good phrase. Living.
Did you watch Did he go last night? Yesterday?
No, I didn't.
Oh, okay, because that's exactly what the show was about.
Really? Darn. Yeah. I wanted to see it. My mom talked about it in an email. Yeah. And I missed
it. I thought it was fabulous.
I also think that there are some smaller steps you can take. Just go play with your kids.
No.
I'm just kidding.
No.
I want to finish with that.
Yeah. Sorry.
Yeah, do something like... A couple of weeks ago, my daughter and I went out and we jump roped together.
Aww.
You know, so that's just... I mean, that was bringing back memories. I'm just thinking that if you feel like you need to get away, you do. go somewhere, go with a girlfriend, have fun.
Acknowledge the feelings.
Right.
And then
go get a massage. Go get a facial. Do something for yourself. And you put it all back in perspective. Because we all get tired and we all need
refreshing. Yeah, I agree.
Time alone.
But I think you really have to give yourself permission to do that.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And I think that's a really hard thing to do.
And I think it is. And let me tell you, we're going on this retreat. Three of us are this weekend. And one of my girlfriends emailed me, Lisa, who listens to us all the time. Hey, Lisa. But she said, man, you're always going. Good for you. She doesn't. And I said, go be with your girlfriends because you're a better mom and you're a better wife.
You really
are. If you are doing something for you.
Yeah. Amy, what were you saying?
Well, you're talking about empowering yourself and doing the things that you've always wanted to do or things that you've put on the back burner that you've, have put on hold since you've had kids or gotten married and stuff. And there is a really, really good book out there that a couple of us have that I haven't put it to use yet, but I'm going to. I want to.
I'll order us.
What's it called?
It is called You Can Do It, The Merit Badge Handbook for Grown-Up Girls. Dare to dream, learn something new, do something just for you. But she actually was a woman who was on, what was the flight?
It was the Philadelphia 9/11? Flight, the one 9/11.
93? Mm, the one that grounded itself? Yeah. That was flight 93.
Yeah, you're right. United Airlines
flight 93.
And she always was one of those women that just did it and empowered other women.
Wait, I'm sorry. Her sister was on the flight? Or she was on the flight?
She was writing the book.
Okay, I'm sorry.
She was putting this book together, and her two siblings, her two sisters,
and her husband,
completed the book.
Wow.
It's a really good book. And it helps you go step by step through different things. And we'll do maybe another show.
Let's do some of those together, you guys.
We can do some of these, but we'll talk about this book more in depth, I think, on another show.
But it's like if you want to be a photographer or if you want to be a wine taster,
whatever.
If you want to be it gives you a mentor person in there and it gives it all the steps on how to, learn it.
Excellent.
I talk the thing about keep on learning.
Just like think about the merit badges that your Boy Scouts or Girl Scouts did. It's for grown-up women.
Yeah,
that's great. Cool, so.
Well, I think just to summarize this and to bring it to a close, because we could talk about this for hours and hours, mm-hmm. and we will talk more about this book and maybe some of our Harley rides or some of the things we're going to do as divas, and you guys can come join us. One of the points of the articles I read was to embrace the woman you are now. And I think that's so hard for a lot of us, mm-hmm. is to embrace who we are now, because when you embrace life, it requires courage because you have to face your fears. You got to change your habits. The habits that you are perpetuates the life you have, and it may not be the dreams you've always wanted. It may be squashing or suppressing those dreams that you've always wanted.
And change is the scary word, even
Absolutely.
If you're in that situation.
Even when it's positive.
Uh-huh. Yep.
That's true. And the process isn't always fun. That's the thing. Mm-hmm. Personal growth and understanding, it's hard. It's a struggle. There's risk, and it's a journey. It always takes you to a better place. Hopefully.
Ultimately. Yeah, well
Hopefully.
Said.
Hopefully. We got to remember, midlife isn't something we can avoid. There's not a darn thing we can do about it. Hopefully we're going to get there, so we might as well embrace it.
Well, I did at 40, and I don't know. That's what I was trying to figure out, if it was just because everybody told me at 40 you have a midlife crisis. But my 40th birthday that was a time of reflection for me. And that was, that's when I wanted to get on a Harley.
I think it's when the number of dimples in my thighs outnumbered the dimples on my face.
That's a good one.
That's when it really struck me.
That's a quote from Suzanne.
That was Suzanne.
Yes, we can quote
None
her.
None of us have dimples on our thighs.
And can I share something that I heard on the radio this morning that I thought was really cool and very diva-esque about friendship?
Sure.
Okay.
This one was talking about friendship, and because one of the women was having a hard time with one of her friends. The advice was, friends come into your life for a reason, a season, or a lifetime. And I thought that was really cool. And the reason thing was, they can come into your life to make you learn something about yourself and how you are, what you're willing to take on and what you're willing, how you train people to how mm-hmm. to treat you.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So the reason part and the season and then the lifetime, I'm hoping that the divas are a lifetime friendship. But I just thought that was a cool thing to tell your girls or your son, when they're having a hard time with friends. Reason, season, lifetime.
Where did you, is that like a book
it was a call-in on the radio station that my daughter likes to listen to on the way to school. And just one of these, her name was Jade, and she just had this advice that her mama always told her.
Oh, I like that.
I loved it.
We need to write that.
Very
good.
Yeah,
I like
cool.
that.
This show is sponsored in part by Splenda. Visit it at www.destinationflavor.com or call at 206-600-4539. Also, Marie Claire has a new, themasthead.podshow.com, and it's about fashion must-haves. So
we
visit
all
that
need
as
to
well.
Know those.
Yes, we do.
And it's a cool video. Very well done.
It's a beautiful video. Very
okay,
nice.
And I'm begging for some help out there from our listener friends.
Uh-oh. Begging.
I'm begging.
Begging.
I know that it's kind of like a one-sided thing. We're all talking to you and you're sharing our conversation, but we never get to hear from you unless you email us or call, which we love. But we'd also ask you to go to iTunes and do a review for us because that helps us rank higher on iTunes. So if you would do that for us, that would be great.
Wonderful.
There is a link
Please.
On our website. So just take a second right now. Go on. Go, girl. Go.
And we're going to send everyone $100.
No, we're not.
Sharon is going to send everyone.
That's coming out of Sharon's retirement fund. And the other thing I wanted to say, I want to tell you guys about this woman, Sharon. Sharon, if you're listening, you made our day. She tracked me down at church and she was so cute. She came up to me and said, "I'm not a stalker, but are you a diva?"
Yes, I was so excited.
Thing. And she I could tell she was embarrassed about coming up to me, but she wasn't anybody's friend or anybody's,
we
you
don't know.
Know
her. Yeah,
no,
don't know her.
She found us through, I think, iTunes. She was a listener of Manic Mommies, I think, which who we love. Anyway, it was really cool. So Sharon, we're saying hi to you and
hey,
we just
Sharon.
Appreciate you coming up and saying hello.
Sharon, you didn't recognize me in church. This is Diva Suzanne.
Sharon, I go to the 9:30.
You and I were at 9:30.
Yeah.
I was at 11. Yeah.
So that was really cool. And
isn't that funny?
And I also wanted to say hi to Tom. I was working this Sunday.
She said Amy was the atheist.
Oh.
No. Now who's vicious?
And I wanted to say hi to Tom also with Buckeye Drive Time because he, I think he played our promo.
Very nice.
And he's got a really cool show. So check him out. We've got his
good tunes.
Link on our website.
Cool.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Hey, you guys, send us an email too. diva@thedivacast.com. Or leave us a voicemail because we might play it on our next show, 678-884-0524. Don't forget to vote for us on iTunes. You know, leave us a review. And don't forget to subscribe on our podcast. That's easy because then it's free. You can go to our website and then a new show, when we post it, it gets sent to you automatically and it's free.
Can you play that promo for Kids Wife Work Life? It's a cool podcast that's worth checking out.
Do you know the perfect family? Great jobs, great marriage, perfect kids, loads of money and no worries. We don't either.
Kids, Wife, Work, Life.
This is Mike and Chris of the Kids, Wife, Work, Life podcast.
We both have jobs that we sometimes love and sometimes not.
Our marriage is sometimes for better and sometimes for worse.
Our kids are perfect when they're sleeping.
And payday always seems to be a few days too far away.
We know we're not the only ones living a life like this. Listen to our show and join in our adventure as we try to balance kids, marriage, work, and life.
You can find us at kidswifeworklife.com or search for us in iTunes or your favorite podcast directory.
Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.
Oh, too cute.
Bye-bye.
Too cute.
Are we out of here?
We are out of here.
Thanks to Natalie Brown for our intro music. I am the queen of me. And we're going to close now with some Pod Safe music, Lipstick Diaries by Alice Marie.
Bye.
Remember, see
bye,
you later.
Everybody.
Bye-bye.
Inside every woman lives a diva.
Is a diva.
Is a diva.
Said it wrong.
So why call me now? Show up now. Steal my peace. I've got a new life, a nice life, or so I thought. Then you came back and changed it up, and now I'm opening diaries. I'd like
Best and the brightest, served up daily by the sharpest minds in content delivery, Pod Show and Limelight.